CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy! Oh, Aunt Effie, where is Betsy?
I don't know, but I do know that you're going to wake Bobby the way you yell and the way you slam doors.
Oh.
Look in the living
room. Oh, well, now, Betsy, where the heck is Betsy?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I'm busy fixing these flowers. She may have gone upstairs. I think I saw her go past the doorway a few minutes ago.
It's impossible to find anybody in this house. You just yell your lungs out and they never... Betsy!
Yes, I know. The baby, too.
Betsy!
Are you calling me, Daddy?
Oh, God. Yes, I am calling you. That's your name, isn't it? Where the heck have you been?
I don't know. Around. What do you want, Daddy?
Well, of course, now I can't remember. Oh, yes. I am trying to mow the lawn. I want you to come outside and pick up all that junk that you've got all over the place. All those ragged towels or something that you've been playing with.
I didn't do that. And Effie did.
Aunt Effie did. Well, what are they?
I don't know.
Well, Aunt Effie!
What are you yelling about now?
Well, I was out there trying to mow the lawn, and where is Aunt Effie? She was right here in the kitchen 2 minutes ago.
Well, I don't know where she is, dear. I came out to fill up this vase. Well,
Aunt Effie!
She may have gone to the basement. The door is open.
Aunt Effie, you down there?
I think she went past us and went upstairs, Daddy, and you were in the front hall.
Alex, you think we lived in a 200-room mansion? It's impossible to find anybody around this place. By golly, you know what we're going to get? We're going to get a buzzer system. You know something else? I am going down to the hardware store, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to install it tonight. There's going to be one, there's going to be one right here and in the front hall.
I'm in the living room.
I bet you should get in there. I'm just talking to myself as usual around here. I said I'm getting a buzzer system and I am installing it tonight.
Got a light, buddy? It'll cost you only $70 million. Americans have some 180,000 lights at the wrong time and place each year. Each one flares into a torch, costing the country miles of magnificent forests. That means millions of board feet of valuable timber burned. Wildlife, fish, game, birds, cruelly destroyed. Soil erosion started. Watersheds crippled, crippling in turn communities and industries that depend on them for pure water, power, and light. Homes are leveled. Lives are lost. A waste? The word is hardly adequate. And to think 9 out of 10 of these fires are caused by human carelessness. Resolve that your carelessness won't fire the forest this year. Crush out cigarettes, break matches in two after using them. Drown campfires, stir the ashes, and then douse them again just for good luck. It'll be your good luck as an American if we can cut down the forest fire toll this year.
Are you going to eat any dinner at all tonight?
No. I'll have a sandwich when I get through installing this buzzer system. Look, I want to finish it before it gets dark.
You can always turn on the lights to work by, you know.
No, it's easy to do something like this in the daylight.
There's everything on the table. Isn't he coming to eat?
No. He'll have a sandwich later, he said.
Honestly, after I made hot corn muffins and everything, you want me to butter your corn muffin and bring it to you?
No, thanks.
Okay, before I left, I'll get them hot in the oven.
I wish you wouldn't put those little nails in your mouth.
Well, I'm all right. Just get out of my life, will you?
I could butter a corn muffin and bring it into you.
Aunt Effie, I cannot eat a corn muffin right this minute. I'm sorry, I'm busy.
He's going to be swallowing some nails in a minute. He won't have room for a corn muffin anyhow. Oh, honey, please make me so nervous to see people with nails in their mouth.
Don't look at me.
I don't understand what he's doing.
Well, I don't understand exactly either.
Well, now... All right, now, where should I put the buzzer? Here, right by the phone here. I guess we certainly need one in the front hall. It's been kind of a central point.
What are you planning to do, my love, with all those wires?
Well, now, don't worry. They won't show when I'm through. I'll run them around the doorways.
What is this all for?
Just to buzz somebody when you want them so that you don't have to scream your head off to find them.
Oh. Well, how are you going to know who wants who?
Well, we'll each have our own buzz, like, you know, one long, one short, or two shorts and one long, that sort of thing.
Mm, I don't see how a system like that's going to work at all.
Well, it'll work better than having no system at all.
Where are you having the buzzers?
Well, it's going to be one in the upstairs hall, one down here in the front hall, see, by the telephone.
Uh-huh.
Then when the phone rings, and, well, say it's for me, instead of hollering, all you have to do is buzz for me. Mm. I mean, I've heard the phone ring, so I know it's the phone, so I come running, or I pick up the phone upstairs if I'm up there, or the extension in the kitchen. And...
Oh, what if you're outdoors? I'll still have to yell.
Yeah, I'm having a buzzer just inside the garage.
Well, you won't hear it if you're way down the beach for the lake.
Yeah, well, I thought of that too, Aunt Effie. I'm hanging up a bell, not on the system, you understand, just a big old bell that I'll hang there on the porch.
Oh.
And when you want somebody on the beach, you just clang the bell.
Well, I must say, that's not a bad idea. Mm. I can ring that call Betsy when she's outside. That's a very good idea.
Yeah,
really,
I'll
get it. Very good.
It's going to be something when I get it all rigged up.
Now, there's going to be three buzzers then. One in the upstairs hall, one down here for the phone, and one in the garage.
I'm putting another in the kitchen, and eventually I'll put one in my den.
Oh. Five buzzers?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I still don't see how it's going to work. I really don't.
Look, if my buzz is three buzzes,
yeah.
You know, buzz, buzz, buzz,
yeah,
you,
buzz
and
buzz,
then
buzz.
You want me, then you just buzz that. Mm-hmm. See?
Well, how do I know where you are?
Well, you don't. You don't. That's the whole point of this. But I hear it, and I come running.
Oh. You come running to where? How do you know where I am? If there's five buzzers, I could have buzzed on any of them. So then you have to go running all over the house to find me.
Yes.
Go away. We'll go all in and just let me get it installed. Then I will show you how it works. Ah, it worked. Come here. Oh, honey, look, did a buzz out in the kitchen? Hey, he says, where is everybody? Hey! Well, by golly, you put in a buzzer system and there's nobody around in here. Oh, Betsy. Betsy.
Hey, what's the matter?
Where's your mother? Where is Aunt Effie?
They walked down to the lake.
Oh. Oh, well, wait a minute. What did I do with that bell? I should have hung that up first.
Is this it?
Oh, yes. Here, give me a hat. How about that?
Daddy, there they come.
Yes, sir. I tell you, this is going to work fine. Now, I'll hang this up here on the porch tomorrow. Nothing the matter. I want you to come and see the buzzer system. I've got it all rigged up. I put one upstairs and one in the front hall. And if, Betsy, will you stop that, please? And I put one here in the kitchen, right? Honey, will you stop that?
I was trying it.
Well, you've tried it. Now just leave it alone.
That bell certainly makes a racket.
could you hear it all right?
Yeah, I hear it. I'm sure everybody around the lake heard it.
Hmm.
Goodness knows they're going to think hearing a bell all the time.
Well, anyhow, well, what I thought we'd do.
Yeah.
Sit down. Betsy, will you stop that, please? Now, what did Daddy tell you?
It's fun.
Well, I can see right away what's going to happen. Betsy and her friends were buzzing the buzzers, and Aunt Effie and I will spend our time racing around to see who wants who.
Now, look, Betsy and her friends are not to touch the buzzer unless you want Mommy or Daddy or Aunt Effie. Now, do you understand?
Unless she wants us. Betsy always wants something. Now, instead of finding me and asking me, that all she has to do is ring my buzz and I come running?
No. We'll work it out.
I don't like to be a killjoy, dear, really, but
we
I
will
do
work
not
it out. Now, look, we each have to have a buzz, so let's...
Let's see. What one do I want? Well, wait a minute. I have the one that I had at college at the Gamma Phi House. I had two shorts and a long.
Oh, was that your buzz?
Buzz.
Yeah, you have two shorts and a long. And now wait, I'll make lists that we'll hang by each buzzer until we remember them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now here, listen. This is Mommy's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and 10 longs.
No, you're not going to have 10 longs. Honey, you can have... Well, let's see.
Well, if you're having two shirts and longs, why don't I have two longs and a short?
Hmm? All right.
Yeah, all right.
You can have four
shorts. Do you like that?
No, I don't think that's good for Betsy at all. I think for Betsy they should be all longs. So she's sure to hear them, dear. You know she's going to hear that.
Well, all right. Four longs. Right. Yeah, that's you, Becky.
That's you, Dolly.
Now, let me see. I'll fix it for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if that's settled, I'd better frost the cake for the picnic tomorrow.
Now, I'll get Betsy to bed, and then, let's see, I've got to fix some of those...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't scatter all over. I'm going to make out the list and go by each buzzer, and then we'll have a rehearsal. See, by golly, this buzzer system is going to work.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What's your definition of summertime fun? Is it a mountain retreat far from the madding crowd? Is it the beach where you're part of the madding crowd? Or you go for the open road, new sights, new locales, and rolling countryside? Well, those are all popular definitions of summertime fun. Maybe yours is different. Maybe here's something that's bound to be true. You can't go anywhere where radio can't tag along. Whether it's the radio in your car, a portable on your shoulder, or a cable model balancing on the rustic fence. Radio can join in your summer fun and add a liberal dose of extra fun for good measure. There's a never-ending variety of entertainment and the sound difference that makes for the different sound of this station, backing its hard-hitting local operation with the product of CBS Radio. So make sure radio is part of your summer fun. Take CBS Radio's network-sized entertainment with you when you go and when you return. It's the way to be extra sure that pleasure attends you wherever you happen to be.
There's the outside bell.
No, it isn't, Aunt Effie. It's the telephone. Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, he is. Yes, just a minute. I'll call him.
Is that for me?
No, it isn't, dear. It's for Daddy. Where is he?
I don't know. I think he's outside. Daddy!
Did you ring my bell?
No, I didn't, Aunt Effie.
What?
Daddy!
Don't yell at him, Betsy. This is supposed to work.
Aunt Effie!
There he is now.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what's the matter? What's the matter? Didn't you hear your buzz?
It's not my buzz. Mine is two longs and a short.
Oh, yeah, well, who buzzed? Who wants to?
I did, and I wanted you.
Why don't you buzz my buzz, which is four short?
I buzzed four short.
Oh, but that was certainly not short that you were buzzing. You were buzzing long.
Oh, honestly, well, I thought Mommy was buzzing me.
Well, I must say this is some system.
All right. Now, look, from now on, this front hall will be the meeting place. Whoever is buzzed will come running to the front hall to see who wants him or who wants her and what they want.
Come running? Yes. If I'm taking a shower and I hear my buzz, I'm to come running down, dripping wet, to have you ask me where the hammer is?
Dear, if you were taking a shower, you wouldn't hear the buzzer.
Well, all right. Whatever you want.
Here I am.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know what I did want. You're wanted on the phone.
Well, for Pete's sake, well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, dear, now that you're getting home.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes. Oh, hi, Harry. Oh, look, boy, don't ask me what's going on around here. I tell you, a man tries his best to organize a household, but...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.